And welcome back to Mix 93, and here we are with the very first Bulldog Bite of the season. We have Chris Solani here in the studio with us today. How you doing?
Morning, Sam. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. I guess it's been about 3 months already.
Yeah, you know, time clicked by pretty fast, a very busy summer. You know, I made the comments to our staff during our professional in-service days last week. It seemed like the month of August disappeared right before us and throughout the whole context of our late summer. And so, yeah, it crept up on us quick, and here we are, first official week of school, and missed a couple perhaps Wednesdays that we typically have in August, but appreciate you having us back on the air today.
Yeah, sorry. It's a pleasure to have you. How are the kids acclimating to the new school year?
Well, you know, being day two, I know there was a lot of smiles yesterday. I was in both buildings, Barkell and, of course, high school, middle school. We have some work that have gone on over the summer with our first package of our bond work moving forward with our new entries and our systems of getting in and out of the buildings. And so, you know, again, just the fact of getting the students back in the desks, in the classrooms with the teachers and the staff, you know, it's a good thing. Like I said, a lot of smiles, a lot of excitement. I'm looking forward to a really good year.
All right. That is excellent. So what else is going on? Any special things?
Well, you know, I think we have Coach Brendan LeClaire on us with us this morning. Coach LeClaire, how are you doing?
Doing great this morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Thanks, Coach. So as I just referenced, typically we get on late August normally in the last couple of years, and we talk with our head coaching staff for our fall sports. And lo and behold, we're now in September. We got a couple games under our belt, but we have our new head varsity coach with us, Brendan LeClaire. Coach, what I'm going to ask you to do first is kind of give us the 30,000 foot of Brendan LeClaire, your background. I think we've had you on in the past, but just to refresh our audience out there about who you are and how you tie into Hancock football and, of course, your role as the new head varsity coach.
Yeah, sounds good. I went to high school at Dollar Bay, and I got the luxury of playing, you know, Hancock football through the co-op there, which I was very thankful for, and, you know, played all my high school years at Hancock, and then was lucky enough to get the opportunity to play at Michigan Tech, and got a lot of great experience there for 4.5 seasons. And then once I got out of Tech, the job opportunity came up for AV head coach at Hancock, and, you know, I hopped on it and was there for the last 2 years. And then, you know, when the opportunity arose for the varsity head coaching job at Hancock, you know, I threw my hat in the ring and was lucky enough to get it.
Absolutely. And of course, you just referenced, Brendan, being a member of our co-op schools with Hancock, of course, Dollar Bay, Chassel, and Jeffers are the four schools who are part of our co-op. And you had a pretty good run, pretty good heyday there during your tenure in high school with the program, had some good numbers, had some good athletes, had some really exceptional wins and opportunities to play at a real high level. And certainly we're looking forward to that opportunity in your direction now with the program to continue where you were as a player within our program. And so going into this season, you know, let's talk a little bit about the month of August, you know, going into pre-camp, kind of some thoughts that you had about our personnel, some of the work that you had done over the course of the spring and the summer to get some of our student athletes out, and talk about the roster a little bit and some of the expectations you had going into the season.
Yeah. So one of the big things when, you know, I was able to get the job in the spring was, you know, recruiting at all the co-op schools, because, I mean, when I was playing, we had tons of numbers from all schools, and, you know, it really helped us, especially just with depth, and, you know, just there's a lot of athletes at these schools, so you got to make sure we're getting out to them. So throughout the spring and summer, you know, constantly being on the guys and making sure they know, even if it's their first year, we're fine. Hey, just come out and give it a shot, and, you know, we'll have fun. And as the summer progressed, you know, we were getting, you know, good success there and getting a lot of guys that maybe have played in the past, but, you know, maybe took a year or two off. And, you know, they started coming back out, and we were looking pretty good for number-wise going into fall camp. And a lot of these great athletes come from schools. Like, we have, you know, a handful from – we have quite a bit from Jeffers, quite a bit from Hancock. You know, we got a couple here and there from Dollar Bay and Chassel, which is good to see. And, you know, a few of those big names, you know, we got, like, Levi Kinnanen, who's great at, you know, baseball and other sports too, but he came back out. Max Nordstrom, he's a junior. He came back out from Jeffers. You know, and then just a few guys that maybe haven't came out, you know, like Logan Larson from Hancock, he's a senior, and, you know, Ben Karenin, he's a senior as well from Hancock. And it's nice when you do get some of that experience with Ben Karenin, Jasper Towles, Carter Warry, a handful of those guys that have been through the program to help these newer guys out. And everyone's picking up real quick. And, you know, so it was a little learning curve in those first couple weeks of fall camp, but the guys are picking up quick, and, you know, things are looking better week to week, and guys are getting more comfortable with each other, and, you know, we just got to keep that progression going.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, with that progression and going into the fall camp, you know, not only working with the student athletes, you had to assemble your own staff with regard to, you know, the assistant coach for the varsity and the JV coaches, which in essence are also assistants within the program in support of you. You want to talk a little about your staff?
Yeah, I got a great staff, and my varsity assistant, Nate Perrell, he's been great. I've been working with him on the JV level the last two seasons, so, you know, that was a pretty easy decision to bring him up to varsity. You know, and he's great, and we always like to talk football and come up with ideas that we can use, and he's a great guy to work with. And then for the JV staff, you know, I had knowledge of some coaches and some previous coaches of mine, Ben Tampas, loads of experience. He was my football coach in Hancock when I was going through the JV and middle school programs. I had him in track at Dollar Bay. He has loads of experience that we pull from, and, you know, a lot of things that, you know, maybe you just skip on, he brings up and, you know, gives you his knowledge. And then obviously I got my younger brother as a JV assistant too, so he always has great ideas. He has great experience in football, going through the Hancock program as well. And then he was lucky enough to at least do a year over at Michigan Tech football. So he's a good player, you know, and all these guys play different positions than I did in high school. So getting their perspective on things and, you know, just make sure we have a broad sense over all positions for the program and at all levels, so we can make sure we're giving the best opportunity for our kids.
Absolutely. So, you know, getting that preseason work with both the student athletes as well as your staff, getting into fall camp, going through the rigmarole of the early season process, the two-a-days, the long work hours, the hot, the heat in August, although maybe we didn't have as much as perhaps in years past in August. But in any event, you leading up to the first contest, we're now two games into the season. You know, we started with a scrimmage over at West Iron. And then our first game of the year over at Iron Mountain, and then last week with West Iron. Can you talk about the lead-up to that, some of your expectations with our current roster, some of our veterans you referenced, and then how they, as well as the team, has performed over the course of the last two games, and then looking ahead to our next contest this week?
Yeah, so in fall camp, you know, the guys were always wanted to be there. They try to make it practice every time. Obviously, people still got work and stuff, so we were, you know, making sure we're communicating with them and making sure we can get everybody at practice that we could. But everyone was excited to be there. Everyone was excited about football. So, you know, the attitude of the team was, you know, yeah, we're ready to play. And they're excited, and they were itching to get to that first scrimmage. And still up to that point, I didn't know how we were going to do against another team yet. We hadn't. This is almost a whole new group. So we didn't know where we were going to be at, and we went to that scrimmage. Some great competition between three other schools, and we did well. So I was pretty happy with our performance there. So that gave us more confidence, and I think the fellas, you know, starting to get back into this mindset that football is fun, and, you know, we want to be here. It was good going into that week one. Obviously, Iron Mountain's a historic program there. They got a good squad, especially this year. But there were still opportunities where we probably should have been much closer in that game. Obviously, taking away those turnovers, you know, not throwing as many picks, and, you know, just take care of the self-imposed mistakes on that Iron Mountain game, you know, would have helped us, you know, be a little bit more closer than the score showed. But there was still good stuff to pull from that. And then going into West Iron, you know, we wanted a bounce-back game, so, you know, really taking care of the details, fixing what we did in the first game, and lucky enough, we had a great game that second game, and, you know, took care of the details, didn't turn the ball over. We're moving the ball on offense, getting momentum, and then getting stops on defense, getting takeaways on defense. It's great to see, you know, and a lot of the names you're hearing from these interceptions, the touchdowns, these are the guys that have been in the program 2-3 years, and then, you know, now we're starting to sprinkle in the guys that, you know, maybe it's their first year coming. So you can see they're getting more and more comfortable as the weeks go. Now on to Manistique, you know, we're studying hard, and, you know, they run the T formation, which we don't see very often. So that's going to, you know, we're figuring out how to combat that. But, you know, the boys feel confident in what we're doing, and, you know, we're going to run our stuff on offense and, you know, just hold them, take away their strengths on defense. So, you know, they're a good opponent. They've, you know, they competed against Lawrence last week, and they got a win their week one. So, you know, we can't look over anybody, but, you know, we're confident in what we're doing. And, you know, as long as we're taking care of the stuff we need to, you know, hopefully we can get that score where we want it.
Yeah, you know, and it just dawned on me, I'm thinking about this. We did reference this back in the spring, but just for our audience's information, you know, when we're talking about the teams we played so far and then coming up, we have Iron Mountain, West Iron, and now Manistique. These are teams that have not been traditional to our schedule the last several years, albeit we have played Iron Mountain as a crossover game. So in reference, we have, there's two divisions of the Westpac, and so there's a larger division, so the schools that are made up of the larger population of student population versus the schools of the smaller ones. And so for the last several years, we were part, because of our co-op with our four school co-op, we've been placed in that upper division or that large school division. And then this year, we kind of have a hybrid, but we're aligning and playing more of the smaller division schools. And that's where the Iron Mountain, the West Irons, again, was a traditional member of the Westpac. We used to play every year, and then that changed a few years ago. Manistique has not been a typical opponent of ours. And then looking ahead with regard to kind of how that our schedule lines up, it's going to be a blend now of both those larger school division opponents as well as lower school division opponents. You want to talk about the remainder of the schedule and perhaps some of your expectations or hopes moving forward?
Yeah, so, you know, we take it week by week. We got Manistique this week, you know, so we got to make sure we take care of business this week first. And then, you know, looking forward, we play Gwynn, and then we start getting into a real, you know, start playing those bigger schools, you know, of our schedule, where we got, you know, a real good team in Nagani and Kingsford. They're both real established programs and, you know, tough games, and hopefully we can, you know, compete against those guys, you know, as we have in the past. But and then after that, we got Bark River, who, you know, just made a great run last year in the smaller 11-man division. And then we end the season with Lawrence and Houghton. So the remaining of the schedule, there's no pushovers. You know, we have to take everyone week by week, and, you know, there's nobody we're looking over. Everyone from here on out is, you know, a solid team. So got to just take care of what we need to do and, you know, let the play say for itself. And, yeah, the schedule, it's a little different this year. You know, it's nice to get a little blend of the smaller schools and big schools. Obviously, it's much different from what I've played, and there's a few schools we don't play anymore, like Hurley and Lake Linden, but, you know, we take it year by year and just make sure we're focused on the team we got at hand this week.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, it's been fun to see. Been down, obviously, I came down and seen some practices here in the early part of the season in August, and then looking at the numbers and, the, like you referenced, the excitement and the enthusiasm that the young men have in the program now. Certainly a really good start to the season. 1-1 right now, going into this week number 3. I want to wish you the best of luck with the team, and looking forward to continued success and development of the program under your leadership, Coach.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, thank you.
Yep, it was a pleasure to have you. And so, what else would you like to discuss?
Well, you know, right now, just a couple notes. I referenced when we first got on some of the bond work that has taken place with our new bond initiatives. First package has been about 99.9% completed, and that was with our new entryways at both Barkell and the high school, middle school. And so I just want to put out there for our listening audience just a little bit different process now in trying to get into the building. And so what has happened is that each campus, we've extended the foyer getting into the building, and then it's an enclosed area where now anybody who is going to visit the campus must go directly into the offices. And so when you get into the new entryways, there will be a little ring buzzer system that you'll hit the button. Each of our secretaries at both Barkell, Miss Tammy, and then Miss Trina at the high school will buzz visitors in, and you'll be directed into the office at that point. Previously, when people got buzzed in, they'd have direct access into the general commons area of each building. And so now this is another security feature and safety feature that we've implemented to provide a little more weather, climate involved space for people when they come in from outside the elements, getting into then to the area where they can buzz into the office. And then they'll be going into the office space, signing in or waiting there within the office for the respective students or to be able to manage where they need to attend at that point. So just want to put that out there that, there's no longer direct access into the building, got to go through the offices. There's a little bit of a learning curve and patience to that. But I think when people visit each of the campuses now, they'll be pleasantly surprised at kind of how they're being welcomed into the buildings now and then have access into the office space. So that's just a nugget to touch on. And then what we'll do is I'll continue to add some updates along the way here with our next couple shows and bring on some of our other coaches and some of our new staff perhaps that we have that we want to provide some awareness out there to our Bulldog community.
Hey, that sounds really exciting. Can't wait to hear from all the coaches. Good to know how all the sports are going.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll look forward to the next go-around, Sam.
All right. Well, this has been the Bulldog Bite here on Mix 93. Thank you for having been here.
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. Thank you, as always, to yourself and the station, as well as, I believe, still, Geno's is our sponsor.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I should really look into that.
We're going to look into that because, hey, I like announcing the fact that they do it. They support us, and then certainly we'll see if they continue with that opportunity with the radio station.
Well, it never hurts to thank Geno's anyway.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you, Geno's.